You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hi, and welcome to the latest edition of our podcast brought to you by Workipedia by My Career's Future. I'm your host, Kelvin Tan, and today we have Yana Dawson, the head of content and learning at the School of Positive Psychology in Singapore, to talk about a hot topic for the Singapore workforce that arose in 2023 and will still likely be important for many more years to come, career resilience. But for some Singaporean workers, the very idea of resilience may still be a question mark. What does that really mean, particularly in one's professional and career space? Yana, you've also previously spoken elsewhere about the myths of resilience. Do you mind sharing more about that as well?
Yes, hi, absolutely. Yeah, you know, having spoken to people across different industries, there's a common narrative about resilience, which is actually a myth. First one is that people think that resilient people are self-sufficient, that they can do it all by themselves, that they don't need any help, that they're capable and competent of just moving on and persevering, taking their own actions. That's far from the truth. Resilient people, on the contrary, are very able to take on a meta perspective and look at who they have in their social networks, leverage their social networks, connect with people for different things, for support, for advice, for fun, for help with the chores, anything like that. So, you know, it's not about going at it alone. On the contrary, it's really using your social networks to move you forward.
Mm-hmm. If we look at popular culture, how Hollywood showcases resilience, like your James Bonds and your MacGyvers who solve problems by themselves. Whereas what you're really saying is real resilience is people who can lean on support networks and teams in order to beat back the odds. Weirdly enough, the Fast and Furious kind of style, you know, where it's all about family. You think that's true?
Yeah, I totally think that's true. I think that's a great way of looking at it. And I don't really buy into Hollywood narrative of what success is in life. And if even if you look at sort of James Bond, he had a lot of people supporting him.
That is true. You know, without M and without the whole...
He would do nothing, right?
That's true.
So I thank you with all the tools and everything else. So I think it's really important to not get stuck thinking that way.
Thanks for listening to our podcast so far. If you're a listener, you're probably interested in staying competitive in Singapore's job market. Careers Finder, a personalized job and skills recommender on My Careers Future, empowers you to take guesswork out of career planning. To learn more, visit careersfinder.mycareersfuture.gov.sg or click on the link in our podcast description. Now, back to the podcast.
Do you mind sharing a little bit more also about how to bounce back from challenging situations in that context then?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, if let's say you're dealing with a very challenging situation, let's say losing your job. One thing that we do is we almost become embarrassed by the fact that we are in that situation. There's cultural stigma around being made redundant, which is really interesting because it happens to so many people and often not at their own fault, nor is it reflective of their performance necessarily. But in those moments, people tend to go introvert and into themselves rather than getting on the phone and saying, who do I know that could help me out? Who can open some doors for me? Mm. Who can potentially look at my CV and see how I can buffer it and make it look jazzy, right? What are some of the skills that I need to get done right now, right? So I think, you know, going back to the myths of resilience, people feel that you need to get over it very quickly. So one day you've been made redundant and next day you're supposed to be bouncing back and being out there. And that's really not true. Whenever we're dealing with a challenging situation in life, you muddle through it, right? You have good days, you have bad days. And when you do have those bad days, when you're feeling a little bit down, that's when you also have to have certain expectations of yourself. Maybe that's not the day you will be reaching out to your social networks. Mm. Maybe that's the day that you need to do something quiet for self-care, being kind to yourself, practicing compassion, right? And then the next day, if you're feeling better, then go out there and reach out. However, resilience does get depleted. So if you have been dealing with a lot of daily stressors, if you have been dealing with some physical health issues, for example, or just challenging relationships, and then suddenly you have a situation where you're being made redundant, that can deplete our resilience. So think of resilience like a battery. You use it, you use it, you use it, you use it. And if you deplete it completely, it's sometimes really hard to recharge that battery. At times even impossible. So really we have to make sure that that battery never gets too low. So you have to make sure that you're constantly sort of topping up your resilience levels by recharging.
And how would you recharge?
So different ways to recharge, of course. One thing that I really recommend to people is to do something every day that brings you joy.
Okay.
I call this, have your daily slices of joy, whatever that is to you. It could be connecting with a friend. It could be going for your favorite coffee. It could be taking a walk in the nature. It doesn't have to be long, but it has to be something that really replenishes you and boosts your energy levels.
So how does being optimistic versus being pessimistic actually change how Singaporeans can actually bounce back from such setbacks better?
It's interesting because we have now know through science that optimism can be learned. So Martin Seligman, who studied optimism, went and spent time and researched people who were more optimistic than others. So he compared people with an optimistic perspective versus pessimistic perspective. And he found that there were certain things, which I'll explain to you in a minute, that optimistic people do that really is a game changer in the way that they think, feel, and most importantly, the actions that they take. So for example, let's say you didn't get the salary that you expected to get. Someone with a pessimistic mindset or outlook would be thinking, oh, I wasn't working hard enough. I didn't do all the, I should have volunteered more for certain projects. While someone with a more optimistic outlook would be looking at it and say, yes, maybe there are certain things I could have done differently, but the economy is struggling. It is not my performance that has the effect on whether or not I get a salary increment. And there's more factors at play here than just my own actions and behaviors. Why is that important? Because somebody who personalizes it a lot, they will end up blaming themselves. And that in itself will bring on negative emotions. And affect on what's the point of even trying kind of concept, right?
It becomes a cycle of some sort as well.
So, and then when we look at pervasiveness, someone with a pessimistic outlook would say, oh, I didn't get the salary increment. That means that I'm not good at anything. And they will look at it as across their life domains. I'm not a good father. I'm not a good partner. I'm not a good friend.
Like it's like zero-sum logic where
correct.
It's either or, right? There's nowhere in the middle.
That's right. Not either or, right? While someone with a more optimistic mindset will say like, oh, okay, well, my career is not thriving right now. It's not. I'm not where I am at, where I want to be in terms of salary. Never mind, other things in my life, such as my relationships, on the other hand, are thriving this year instead. So they're able to put that into different buckets, if that makes sense, right? And lastly, it's the last P is permanence. So someone who has not received that salary increment that they really wanted might say, oh, I'm going to be stuck at this point in my career forever. I'm not going to be able to progress. I'll never get that increase that I want to get. They see this situation as permanent versus someone with a more optimistic mindset will adopt this, I'm not there yet attitude, more of a growth mindset, which will then they'll be able to say, okay, well, I haven't gotten it this year. I haven't gotten it yet.
Sure.
However, you know, let's see what next year brings.
So for Singaporeans who are starting the new year with some trepidation about upskilling and reskilling, especially in the current competitive and tech-oriented work environment, what advice do you have for channeling the right mindset to take on their professional challenges and also in thinking positive when it comes to going back to school in that sense after a long time away from hitting the books?
Remember that in adult education, the way that we design courses and the way that we design curriculums is not to for you to fail. We don't want you to fail. That's not an objective.
Well,
we want
very
you
good
to
know.
Grow and we want you to develop.
Yeah, that's really good to know given how much money we're spending on these courses sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we look at now curriculum planning in a different way. We want people to have an experiential process where they can have hands-on learning, where they can apply it to their own lives so that they walk away feeling, you know, I'm more empowered to make choices and take actions. I also feel that it's really important for people to take courses that are aligned with their strengths. Don't take courses that you think you should do. Just the idea of should do drains my energy, you know, or you should go for a run versus I want to go for a run because it makes me happy, right? Sure. So look at your strengths. What are you curious about? What are you excited about? What do you like to do within your job scope? And then how can you grow that? I really want also adult learners to remember that adult education is not about you hitting distinctions.
No.
True. Okay? Okay. Adult education is not about the grades. It is really about you becoming your best self. You having your optimal functioning and doing things that you want to do in life.
That's a great insight to round off today's topic. I hope that what you've heard today might help if being more resilient or building more career resilience is one of your New Year's resolutions for this year. Thank you so much for your time, Yana.
Oh, most welcome. My pleasure.
That's all for this episode of our podcast, and thank you for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Workipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.